a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention! Attention!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations,
the gas stations,
everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Patch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, no, I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
Actually, it is kind of hot here.
Whoa, that's loud, that's loud. Let me move away from the microphone. Let me move it back. This is Dutch Jones. It is the third month of May. It is 5:01 p.m., and that sound you hear in the background is Lewis having the hiccups. We're running behind today. We just downed some tacos that we made so fast, I think he got the hiccups. Of course, he always gets the hiccups, but...
It's pretty funny, Lou. I just tried to scare him. I screamed at him over the air, or before we went on the air, and it didn't work. And then I was laughing so hard about his hiccups, I forgot to hit record. So we are recording now. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We come to you Monday through Friday for 2 hours on U Broadcast, and which is you get to it from DutchJones.tk, DutchJones.tk, and then 1 hour Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Liberty Tree Radio. As long as we get the donations in, I think it's time for us to pay the bill again. I'm not sure why. Yeah, we are talking, folks. People are wondering why we're not on. That's, I gotta turn down your mic. I can't have your mic up like that. That is hilarious. So, folks, lots going on today. Refresh. I always have to tell everybody to refresh. You gotta remember, right at 5 o'clock, folks, you gotta refresh. Remind people in the chat room. The chat room's full of folks. I love that. We have been doing great. We've been looking at the how many people listening because we're embedded around the internet places that I put it. Different militias have put it on their pages. Thank you. If you have embedded this player, please send us an email and let us know. But it takes about 24 hours for all the listeners to come in. We're averaging easily 3 to 4 times what we were getting on Liberty Tree Radio or, excuse me, I keep doing that, Liberty Radio Live or First Amendment Radio. And then when we switch over to the simulcast for the second hour, on Liberty Tree Radio, it goes way up. So we really appreciate that. And in order for us to keep doing this, $5, $10, it's all we need. Everybody who enjoys this show, $5 to $10. Those of you who don't enjoy the show, $20. You have to pay more for not enjoying the show. Nicholas, I know you're listening. you had the volume down there, Batfag. Yeah, Batfag's in the chat room. He couldn't hear anything. The volume was down. That'll do it every time. I know Nicholas is listening. Today he sent out a series of emails to people telling him that I was an FBI agent. If anyone has that email, please forward it to me. I'm going to take it to the FBI and get all my back pay because if I'm working for the FBI, I'm not being paid. I mean, I do what I do on the radio, so they must be listening or something. That's the only way I could see he could do it. So Nicholas is up to it still. And over the weekend, he set up DutchJones.com, and he tells people you can hear me there. You go there, and it's a bunch of his videos on the history of the Klan or something. I don't know. New World Order stuff. I actually agree with the stuff that I was watching in there, that the founders of the Klan were Masons and Jesuits and all that kind of stuff. So, oh, yeah, that's right. Batfag's reminding me that... do you want me to talk about that, Batfag? I mean, we've got a lot in the news. We've got something we got to jump on, but... Batfag runs an eBay store. I'm not going to give you the name of it, but he had some wacko want to buy a ninja sword from him, and it got really ugly. everybody pray that Lewis's hiccups stop. It's annoying, and it's hurting his little head. He keeps hitting his head on the rafters. He goes flying out of his chair. But we just got breaking news. It's in the background here. I'm almost afraid to click on it because all day we've been trying to play stuff, and we get kicked off when I start reading... reading stuff, but so far, what?
I looked at one of those
GIF images that a little scary face pops up.
Oh, he's trying to scare himself by looking at scary stuff on the, yeah, on the thing. But Hutari, the Hutari 9 have been allowed bail. I don't know if they're out yet. I'm getting all kinds. My pastor came over. Some other brothers came over. And they're like, so, and I found one article on USA Today saying that they've been allowed bail. And they have a lot of restrictions. No guns, no alcohol, no drugs. No entering the 10-item line or less with more than 10 items. Very restrictive stuff. But I don't know what their bail is, but I can tell you if they need help raising it, the church, the pastor's already said we're going to pass around no tattoos. They can't get any tattoos. Somebody's in the chat room. We'll help raise that bail. So if you're listening out there, folks, and you have contact, and when we get on Liberty Tree Radio in the next hour, I'll make that offer again, but we will pass the tray around. So I'll read a little article about that later on, about what the requirements are. We had Peter Hammond from Frontline Fellowship in Africa, a man with an AK-47 in one hand, the Bible in another, who marches. Yeah, let's have a bake sale for Hutari, some bat fag says in the chat room. Peter Hammond, man, I mean, he's now my idol. Chuck Norris used to be, Charlton Heston. You know, those are actors. Peter Hammond's done it, man.
He can slam a revolving door,
Lou says. I don't think that joke's all that funny. I do like the one where you said, in the morning if he wants scrambled eggs for breakfast, he cracks open a chicken. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Peter Hammond, yeah, he's a white dude. He's a South African, born in Rhodesia. He goes in and he trains the black Christian militias to fight the Muslims and the Marxists.
He sleeps with a pillow under his gun.
Okay, enough, Lou. He is an amazing guy. His ministry is good. We're going to put links on our website to him. We tried to play his whole sermon. His sermon went 1 hour and 10 minutes. We got it out twice. It kept slamming shut on us. We don't know why. We haven't had that kind of... We've had glitches when it lightnings or something up here with the satellite uplink. We've never had that problem. So somebody's trying to keep us from playing Peter Hammond. I like the imagery of a white man with a gun in one hand and a Bible in the other preaching to black Africans that up till now are either been pagan or forced to be Marxist Muslims. And the stories he told, the pictures he showed us, we're going to have to set up a special page for him. The people in the Sudan that got caught listening to him, they cut off their ears. And the people in the Sudan that got caught talking about the gospel got their lips cut off. So people in America, they don't realize what these Muslims are going to do to us if they get a hold in this nation. And it doesn't matter if they're Jesuit-controlled. It doesn't matter if the Muslims are a fake religion and it was made by the papacy people. The fact of it is they're out there and they're an enemy, okay? This guy was amazing. He's 50 years old. He trains like a combat soldier every day. He trains his family. They have boot camps for the youth, black and white alike. They homeschool. His kids are fencing champions, martial art champions, all kind of horseback. They train daily. They, you know, over there they have to live in a compound because Christians are being slaughtered every day. I went to the website of the official website of the government of Sudan, and it said any church that Peter Hammond preaches in will be bombed from the sky. There is a bounty on Peter Hammond's head. Anyone who sees him must shoot him. And he showed us pictures of churches that he was preaching in, and they would be bombed with 1,000-pound bombs that the UN allows the Marxist, Leninist, Muslim-run government to have. The worst thing that ever happened to Africa was the UN. Anyway, you got to find out more about this guy. The Lord is protecting him. He's been captured 4 times, tortured, and released because they fear what he preaches. He goes into enemy territory with an AK-47 and his Bible, and he goes after the Marxists and he converts them. So those of you that say our enemy can't be converted, that's the first thing we should be hoping for and praying for. And they come and fight in his militias. The Sudanese People's Liberation Army, SPLA. SPLA. Google it and read about it. Read about Peter Hammond, Pastor Peter Hammond. He lives in South Africa right now, which is a terrible place to live. It's almost like being in L.A. all your life. You know, the south side of L.A. is what it's like, really. And it's even sometimes more violent, the things they're doing to the farmers down there, especially the white farmers. It's a racist thing. The blacks hate the whites. And ever since Mandela became president, it's been a hellhole in South Africa. He's met with Mandela and then thrown in jail after it. I suppose we know how Hammond feels about the AR-15 versus the AK-47 debate. I didn't ask him about that, Batfag. He did ask what kind of weapon I was wearing, and I told him that I had a Ruger P90, and he says, oh, we buy those and give them to the Sudanese. And we bring those into Rhodesia. We blah, 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 blah. The only bad thing anybody's ever been able to dig up on them, the guy from Hustler, Larry Flint, went after and spent all this money trying to ruin this militant evangelist who's done so much more than anyone I know. Yeah, I have a man crush. Get over it. They said, he said, we dug up on you that you run guns into war zones. And he goes, well, yeah, that's what I do. I bring Bibles and I bring guns. If I don't arm the Christians, they get killed by the Muslim terrorists. Hey, Rocky Hill just walked in. Have a seat. Have a seat. Rocky Hill just walked in. But anyway, we're going to do a lot more on that. We're going to cut up some of his stuff. But the cool thing is, Peter Hammond's coming the 2nd and 3rd of October. 2nd and 3rd of October, 2010, our Old Paths Conference. It's the 15th annual. It's free to attend, but we need you to RSVP by going to the church website. How do you get to the church website? Go to the church website, look up the church at Kaweah, go on it, and email them there. But I'm going to give you the email. Yeah, we don't know if the UN's going to bomb us if we have them here. That's what somebody asked in the chat room. But we need a head count. So if you go, if you want to come to this conference, email LAUSDEO, that's Lausdeo, LAUSDEO, at CWO.com. Once again, I'm going to give it to you once again. And you need to email us and say you're coming to this conference in October. It's the first weekend in October. LAUSDEO at CWO.com. That is Pastor Warren Mark Campbell's email. If you're bringing a camper, we don't have hookups. We have a couple bathrooms. We get outhouses. We put them out. We got a large about a football field, I guess. It used to be a football field when we were high school, when we were Christian school, rather. We have a football field where you can camp. There are hotels up here and all that stuff. We'll put out a flyer when we solidify it. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have Peter Hammond. We're going to have, of course, Warren Mark Campbell. We're going to have John Weaver. We're working on a special guest. It's even for America. I mean, Peter Hammond's huge. He's going to give 3 talks on the threat of the Muslims in America. And then we're going to have another guy that we're trying. We haven't solidified it yet. We're praying. Just pray that this big national patriotic leader comes. Pray. We're trying to get it. We're trying to get a couple people together given the times we live in. 2 days of teaching and sermons, presentations. There will be weapons demonstrations, and for those people that want to stick around during the week, make a week of it. Come up here. This place is beautiful in October. It's the temperature's nice. You've got the Sequoia National Park, the Redwoods, all that to come look at. But after, no, it's not going to be G. Gordon Liddy. I wish it were. Stick around. We will do one-on-one training with you on the range. It doesn't cost anything. None of this costs anything. Their lunches Saturday and Sunday are provided. We'll have the spaghetti lasagna, I think what it is. And it's homemade lasagna. The women make it. Some of the men, too. We got some good male cooks up here. We share the burden. You're responsible for your other 2 males. There's a Confederate Civil War, let's say War of Northern Aggression era dance Saturday night. You can either wear the garb or not. There's lessons to do the dancing. It's beautiful in the parking lot. We try to limit participation to 250. Last year we got 280. We had to put a big screen monitor in our chow hall. I call it the worship hall. I keep calling it the chow hall, and they get mad at me. If we have to, we'll put TVs outside. But you won't eat, and you won't get to you won't get to sit in the chapel. You know, bring your own freedom weapon. Don't bring. It gets kind of cluttered in the chapel. Somebody asked in the chat room, bring your own freedom weapon. Yeah, bring your weapons, and when we clear the shooting range, when we can move the RVs around, we'll do some shooting. We'll show you some of the things we've learned. We'll give some demonstrations. I'm a certified instructor through the NRA, and I'll give free lessons. I mean, but we have people that wear handguns. We have our own security people that are trained. We had a guy ask if he could bring his Enfield 303, and I'm like, it's just awkward. But if you want to wear a sidearm, bring it. We do not restrict any adult from wearing a firearm. Lewis doesn't wear one yet. I mean, he's probably the best shot and quickest shot. He just doesn't have the age and wisdom to know when and not to shoot. I mean, you know, whenever I'm the hostage when we're doing airsoft, he keeps shooting me in the groin. I don't know why, but he's like the best shot. I know he didn't miss. I know some people are on the East Coast saying they live on the wrong coast. We had people come from as far away as Georgia and the Carolinas last year. We had people from way up north, Midwest coming out. It's great. They usually, people start coming out Thursday or Friday. Lots of fellowship. We show movies. We have a taco pitch-in dinner. I think this year we'll do pizza. The cleanup was terrible after the tacos. That was my bad idea. I went out and bought like $300 worth of taco stuff to feed, you know, a couple hundred people that came early. If you're interested in hotels, email me at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com. I will give you all the links. This is amazing. I mean, it's just now more than ever, we need to fellowship together. We need to make sure that this revolution is based in Christianity. In this, our second war of federal aggression, we have to hook together, you know, more than just Mason-Dixon line divisions. We have to make sure that we have representatives from all over the country here working together. And that's what we need to do. We're planning for the tactical goon entry squad. Last year, we did have a threatened attack by some anarchists, atheists. I infiltrated their group, and when they went to our website and saw that we were carrying firearms and that we have a shooting range and there would be a firearms demonstration with one of our instructors. I don't know if our instructor's going to... Did he say if Magic's going to be here this year? He probably will be, but our he's our Baron von Steuben, you know, or Steubing or whatever. He's going to be the guy that is going to help us put stuff together tactically here. Well, he has been. He'll be giving it. But this group, we're like, oh, no. And one of them said, well, I've got a lever action 357. I'm like, man, I hope he brings it so I can take it from him. But they chickened out. Now they're saying they may come back. I was looking at their website. They're talking about coming back, but... I shouldn't have said I infiltrated them because now they'll probably be all like, oh, no. I don't think they listen to the show. I don't think they know about the show yet because the church website doesn't advertise the show, and that's obvious. You know, we do that for obvious reasons. But we've got a lot going on tonight. We're getting ready to go to a sheriff debate tonight. I'm going to 7 o'clock. I'm done. I'm going to run out of here and, you know, and pick some people up, and we're going to the Veterans Administration building. If you're listening and you're local, we want you to come on in, and we're going to go, and I've got some good questions for him. I'm going to ask him, given the – which one was mine? Was mine the – oh, that Sheriff Mack said on the radio here locally, he challenged the sheriffs to deputize him, and he would march to the federal pumps and turn them on to give the water back to the farmers. And I'm going to say, are you aware of that? Sheriff Mims is. What about your this county? So we'll do that. Someone said you can actually win some of these guys over to the Lord. Yeah, that's right. Like what I said earlier, not the sheriff thing. We could win the sheriffs claim to be Christians, but I don't know. We'll see how they are tonight. But yeah, when these anarchists come in, we can hold them, swarm them, and make them listen to the message. The best thing we can do to our enemies as Christian soldiers is convert them for the cause. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. It would be better if we convert them. I don't want to, you know, duct tape them and have them arrested and sent away. That's not going to help the cause any. It'll stop disruption in the message. But, yeah, Bad Fag, you're right. Olima, there are many Christian anarchists out there. I've heard that they even have... Wow, I have never heard of that, Olima. That's interesting, Christian anarchists. If you could find some, I would love to interview them. Olima's in the chat room. There are two ways to communicate with me until Stacy gets her computer back next weekend. Because it's like 80 miles away at the repair shop. We can't go get it. Get in the chat room, register, and be able to chat. All you people in there as guests, you can't chat. The other way is to drive all the way up here and sit here like Rocky Hill. Say howdy, Rocky Hill.
Hey.
What are you looking? Oh, woodpeckers out on the pole.
There you go, Luke. Go get them.
Yeah. Or you can call in at 559-561-8225. That's 559-561-8225. Once again, that number is, I'll say it slower now, people say it too fast, 559-561-8225. We got a call moments before we went on the air that they liked us playing, who were we playing? That song we were playing before we went on the air, Steve Voss, something like that. We're trying to find more. I don't know who he is. If you know a Patriot artist, send me a link to their stuff, and if they give us the permission to play it, we'll play it. If they don't, we'll probably play it anyway. Anarchists have the same issue fundamental Christians have with the establishment. Yeah, that's right, Batfag. We share a lot of common ground with people, but once you get it up off the ground, sometimes it's hard to make it fly if there's too many weird things there. There are a lot of anarchist sodomites, too, and I mean, it's the same thing if you have an active bank robber who's just robbing for his own cause. It's kind of hard to find common ground with them in Christianity when they refuse to give up their sin. So that's a problem there. Steve Vai. No, not Steve Vai. Steve Vai was with Billy Idol. Steve Voss? Lewis doesn't. He's the music director, and he doesn't know who any of these people are. So I don't pick the songs. Actually, I did. I just told Lou to play all this, but I'm going to pick on it. Hey, your hiccups are gone.
I know.
How'd you do it?
I looked
at... You think about growing up, getting a job, and moving out on your own, and that scared you? Yeah, man. We didn't get to work again today. It's a beautiful day, but Steve Voss. Steve Voss. V-A-U-S. Is that right?
Yeah.
V-A-U-S. We didn't get a chance to work today because the equipment, the guy repairing the lawnmower never called me back, and then, you know, so we didn't get to work today. So we are hurting for income, so please, if you could make a donation at the chip-in, if you're on the DutchJones.tk website, there's a pitch-in. That $80 that's in there is gone already. It paid for part of the electric bill. It paid for part of the Liberty Radio Live fee because they shouldn't be, you know, they don't give it away. They've got to pay to cover that stuff. Why would somebody be calling now? Hello, who we got?
I was just going to say, yes, it was Steve Voss, but also Steve has it, kind of like with Alex Jones on his stuff, that you can reproduce it, play it, whatever, just so you don't sell it.
Yeah.
And put it out to wherever you want. So he's got a lot of good stuff. I've got his album, Time Pieces, which has, you know, To Be a Patriot and Sacred Ground, a lot of neat stuff, but good person to have on.
That would be good. Thank you. In fact, if those of you don't know, Steve... who's calling from Southern California right here. He's not Steve Voss, but he did recommend the music, and we found the one song on YouTube, and we downloaded it, so we got to do it. Check the corn key over here to make sure you can upload the next 2 hours of corn key. Sorry, we're multitasking here. Thanks for calling in. And have you heard? I've got one article on the Hutari being freed.
Mark talked about it this morning, too.
Yeah. So.
And also what Mark brought up is if you go to Hutari and then the number 2, it still has some of their stuff up that's legitimately theirs as opposed to all the crap that other people put on.
Zog put up. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll check that out too. I'm going to read an article about it here in like 2 minutes, and then we'll go to the break. So thank you very much. I got people telling me they want me to play Roger Waters. I believe that's a former Pink Floyd guy. It's kind of a little bit out of our theme here. But okay, thanks, Steve, for calling in.
Sounds good. We'll see you in October for sure. And between now and then, with me and Doc and some other people join in.
Sure. And also, I heard you guys, hopefully you guys come up a little sooner and bring all those goodies you got for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're coming up, one of the trainings where you're going to use Doc and stuff like that will bring up, more of the other stuff to help out.
Okay, that would be great. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Somebody in the chat room is talking about Roger Waters. He's got some great anti-establishment stuff, too. That's true. I mean, who knew Mike and the Mechanics? Can you hear me running or calling or... fighting the New World Order. I can remember, but Mike and the Mechanics, when I heard it when I was a kid, I didn't pay one attention to it. And then when I worked at a radio station, I played it at KGBS and never paid attention to it. And then when I got older, I'm like, hey, that's Mike and the Mechanics. He's talking about the New World Order. Let me see. I'm going to try to read this article, and please, folks, bear with me if it crashes. I'll be right back, because every time I go off of the sending program and click on it, so stand by. Here we go. Federal judge orders 9 members of Christian militia freed from custody. Now, this is something that we've all been praying for. Hopefully, you guys have been praying for it. Federal judge has ordered the release of 9 members of a Christian militia group who have been indicted for planning to attack police officers. Actually, they sat around a campfire, had a few beers, and were talking about how funny it would be to do this, to do that. The United States is correct that it need not wait until people are killed before it arrests conspirators. U.S. District Judge Victoria Roberts said in a 36-page decision, but the defendants are also correct. Their rights to engage in hate-filled, venomous speech is a right that deserves First Amendment protection. Hate-filled, venomous speech. It's only... Okay. The release was made under strict guidelines, among them that the defendants could be held under house arrest and required to wear electronic tracking devices. They are also must surrender their concealed weapons permits, cannot apply for a license to purchase or carry guns, and cannot drink alcohol or take drugs. Now, obviously, we know they probably stole all their weapons and ruined them, or something. So it doesn't say that they can't handle weapons. It says that they can't apply for new ones. So, and it doesn't say anything about somebody can't loan them one. A federal indictment charges the defendants, led by Elder David Stone, belong to the Hutari, a Christian militia that planned to attack local, state, and federal law enforcement officers, among other officials. Yeah, it's a joke. I'm just glad that they're out. I don't know. We need to address the question of the individual that was tortured. If you guys know anything about that, call in and share with us. We are in a media bowl here. We don't get radio. I have to read the stuff on the internet. We don't have TVs that get network TV. Although I said we didn't work today, we were busy doing stuff around here. We had a blessing come in today, and we had to process some donations that came in. We had to figure out what was good and what needed to be sold on eBay, but to raise money for the cause. So I don't know what's going on with them. So if you know more, I need you to call in and let me know. So I'm going to try and go back. Let's see if I'm still broadcasting. I got to click on the other one. Hey, I'm still broadcasting. So that's good. So I am just so glad. I mean, when they had the bail hearing, the star witness was like, oh, well, they're really not that bad, and I can't remember. And then the FBI was like, well, we're not prepared to present right now. And all they had was that tape of them sitting around the campfire. At least that's my understanding of it. If I'm wrong, you need to let me know. 559-561-8225. Now, I know there are those of you out there that are Fox News junkies. I mean, I hate Fox, but it's the best deal you're going to get. I mean, at least you can see something that's not completely communist. 559-561-8225, and I need you to relay what you know. Have you seen anything today, Rocky Hill?
Gwen Beck was, they actually had that footage of that little lady that got her gun taken away in Katrina. Remember they knocked her down?
Yeah.
He was showing that on Gwen Beck.
He said,
what is this? This is wrong. So that's progress.
Glenn Beck confuses me because I've been getting good, every day I get good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. But then you guys are getting that about me too. I mean, I'm FBI, I'm great. I'm FBI, I'm great. So I don't know. I don't know about Glenn Beck. Maybe he'll be there when the Molotovs start flying. But yeah, that's good to know that he was supporting it. You know.
Yeah. They said that the attack in New York, that was supposed to get international.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that next. The wrong fertilizer, wrong type of detonators. I still say it was false flag, but now they're saying it may be connected to things that went on from Libya. They're connecting it to Libyan terrorism, which is what's up with Gaddafi. So that's kind of strange. But I think they're just trying to bring up the heat, dig up some old enemies. Who knows? The guy in the picture, they said he was Caucasian, and now they're saying they don't know, that he could be a Muslim. All kinds of stuff. So just what this does for us, we need to do the same things we always do. We need to be on alert. Keep reading everything. You were here yesterday, Rocky Hill, for Peter Hammond. The stuff he told us that's going on in Africa. I think it's bad here, and then you hear about a guy who's living in South Africa. But that's not far away from us if things keep getting worse. I mean, we have some good questions. We have some stupid questions afterwards. It just shows how much we love people. We don't let stupid people come to church. But someone asked a good question, said, well, until we get as bad as you guys in South Africa, what are we supposed to do? He said, buy guns, ammo, get generators, become self-sufficient, supply your food. The only thing I didn't like is he said, put up about an 8-foot wall around your property. One, we can't afford that, and two, it would be like a compound. We're in the mountains. We already have natural barriers we can exploit. But down in South Africa, I can see the wall compound thing. That was pretty interesting. Which leads me to the next thing. I got a great email from MP Donahue. MP Donahue, he's a listener. He doesn't sign in. I don't think he even knows how to, but he does listen. And instead of Cinco de Mayo, people in his area are pushing Cinco de Ammo. So on May 5th, to combat Aslan, the Mexican terrorists, the illegal immigrants, go out and buy ammo. Don't buy Tecate beer. Don't go to your, Best Tex-Mex Club and celebrate one of their stinking fake Independence Days. On Cinco de Mayo, make it Cinco de Ammo and go buy ammo.
Can we do both of it?
You want to get beer? You're 14. You don't even like Mexican food. Lou, you're scaring me. Those hiccups jolted your brain. But
what
we're
about
gonna go,
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. You can go to Taco Bell. Taco Bell's not going to exclude you. But Cinco de Ammo. Go out and buy ammo on May 5th. Hopefully that's when Stacy gets paid for their first check. I mean, she's going to be mad at me if I tell you this. She needs some dental work, and please pray for us. We need your prayers. She's been putting off this dental work, and last night it came to she's got a lot of her problems. Fortunately, she's not in a lot of pain, but we need to fix this thing, and we're trying to get, we just need a blessing. So we've got one dentist up here we're going to approach, see if he'll take payments, because it's something that's very expensive. And I also looked at Western Dental, you know, where you got to go do those fees. And but it just, it's like every time we get a blessing, Satan's right there to give us a problem to take it away. So we're going to get her paycheck in. We're thinking, wow, we can go buy some more ammo. We can get those gas masks we need. And then, boom, you know, she has this real, very real need that comes to the head. So we need, you know, pray for us. We're going to need more prayers for Nicholas, folks. I don't want to go too much into detail, but he's got another problem with somebody else. And he's more in the right than they are on this, but I don't know. Actually, both sides need to come to an agreement. Let's say that. I go back and forth depending on what I read. But our prayers need to be with Nicholas right now. I had a friend of the show, Brett, who usually calls, DJ Friendly. He's not have been listening to us, but he called me and said there were some bad situations going down in their property where the sheriff was called. And I've called, and of course he won't answer my phone, so let's just pray that he didn't go to jail or something, or because he's got kids. As mad as I am at Nicholas for calling me a fed and all the stuff he's done, I don't want his kids to suffer. So let's pray for him that he'll. Hey, PennDOT, thanks for joining in. So pray for Nicholas, pray for Stacy, and when she comes in, don't anybody say anything. She doesn't want you guys to know she's got this tooth problem. It embarrasses her. What happened is that she's got like six little teeth and one giant tooth that sticks up through the roof of her mouth and comes out her nose. So we got to get that fixed. But don't tell her I said that. What?
It's hardly noticeable.
It's hardly noticeable.
If you look at it.
Just everybody in the chat room, put the little happy smiley face up whenever she chats.
Yeah. Just put the happy face up and say we love you in spite of your tooth. That'll really make her mad. She'll stab me with a spatula or something. You told them. But we need your prayers on this. I want to share that with you. And then. I'm really an undercover FBI agent, and I demand my back pay. Where's my... Oh, maybe this is Nicholas right here. Hello, we're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to tell you what's happening with Nicholas and why he might go to jail.
I am glad you're listening. I didn't think you would. I need to know what's going on, because I'm getting mixed messages up here from his camp.
Okay, what he did was he took our electricity and had it put in his name, closed our account out, and then turned us in, saying that we were stealing electricity. We had the electric company come out to investigate.
Do you have power right now?
And he's turned off our water. Oh, no, when we went down to the sheriff and filed a complaint, because that's a crime. He stole the mail out of our box, got all of our personal information so that he could start switching our accounts. His plan is to force us out with no utilities, because he's got our water turned off now, but the electricity, once my husband called and filed the police report on what he was doing, the electric company put the power back in our name.
Oh, so you got that squared away today?
Yes.
Good. Good.
All he had to do is behave himself, and nothing would ever happen. He's brought this on himself.
So is he going to be arrested?
I have no idea.
Because that's fraud and theft.
Shouldn't he be?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think his daughter would be a better parent. You should see what he does to his little girl if she doesn't come down the street and vandalize our box,
okay.
Our mailbox.
Well, let's keep it to the legal stuff.
Come down and steal our mail. He has her right up and down the street calling us thieves.
On her horse?
Yes.
Wow. Why don't you identify yourself, who you are? Because a lot of these people know who you are. They may not recognize your voice.
I'm Melody Gillespie. Nicholas sold us half of the property. We did about $30,000 worth of work here. My husband's a journeyman electrician and a journeyman plumber, so he's not just a grunt worker.
Wow. Well,
he leveled out the land. He did
the grade and all that.
About 2 weeks of 16 hours leveling out the land, helping him put in his foundation. We helped him with the framing. We helped him. He put in the septic tank for him, did the plumbing for the whole property, did the electrical for the whole property. And once his house was built, he says, God told me that to end this contract right now, and now you're renters.
Okay. Okay, I see, people had a hard time understanding why Nicholas and I were fighting. This gives you a little insight into how he functions. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on personal attacks, but now this is Mel from Mel's Bar and Grill. People are asking me in the chat room. I don't know if you're in the chat room, Melody, or not, but they're asking if that's you, and I said, yes, this is in fact you. So you are someone that had a long, long relationship with Nicholas, right?
I've known Nicholas for 20 years. We've been friends. He walked me down the aisle and gave me away on my wedding.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
And this is how he treats his friends. A long time. Our kids grew up together.
Well, I've only known him for 3 years, and he told the pastor today that I'm an FBI agent. So? Yeah, so that's why the pastor...
What if you are an FBI agent?
They owe me a lot of money then, because I haven't been being paid. But he had Brett call me and say, we need people from the church. Nicholas is going to be arrested. I think Melody and your husband, I don't want to give his name out unless he wants it out, are going to beat him up or something. He's shutting off their power. I'm scared because Brett was genuinely scared. He didn't know what was going on. So we just prayed for justice to be done and let it go at that.
The only time that my husband got physical at all with Nicholas is when he came over. We were trying to, when the church mediated, not the church, but, some elders from the church were trying to help out Nicholas and Courtney to settle the differences and come up with an agreement. And they said, you know what, Nicholas, you really should pay half the power bill, and Courtney, you need to put in a sub-panel because there's a dispute as to how much electricity.
Yeah.
So we got contractors in and put in the sub-panel. About a week after the agreement, or two.
Well, what we can do is...
And he came over and accosted the contractors.
Right.
And Courtney says, you need to go home, Nicholas.
Yeah.
This is what... We're just doing what we're supposed to do, what we agreed on. And Nicholas... He was belligerent, cussing up a storm, and he got physical with my husband, and my husband just...
He's a big dude, though. He's pretty stupid.
My husband just pushed him out the gate and closed the gate.
Yeah, I figured it was like that. Well, we don't want to just spend...
He called the cops, and my husband said he was accosted, and the cops told him to go home and stay in his own property.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Well, Melody, I don't want to, I don't want to do a lot, because it'll look like, we're just being one-sided here. But people just need to know what he's like.
Everybody's already heard Nicholas.
Yeah.
Because he's been emailing everybody under the sun.
I know.
He's gone onto his radio station and just,
Well, here's what we're going to do. Let's pray. One, let's pray that Nicholas comes to his senses, if this is some chemical imbalance or something, that he seeks help. And two, that, he doesn't harm anybody. And we need to pray for his children, especially the little girl. But, yeah, I don't want to just go on and on berating him. I mean, it would be easy for me to do that, too.
I'm not berating him. I'm just stating
right.
That happened.
Yeah, I mean, I could turn this into a let's not like
himself.
Nicholas. Yeah.
We didn't go over to his house and do that. He came over to ours.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do, Melody?
Him, he's a renter and taken through meaningless lawsuits hire attorneys to do stuff to us call the cops on him and Adult Protective Services. He did that. He's done that. These are his choices.
Yeah.
They're not our choices.
Well, folks...
For 4 years, we've
she's
lived
not gonna stop.
Peacefully with him.
I'll give her like 30 more
seconds. And he's gone bonkers. He's not... It's not sound.
Okay.
It's not right.
Well, Melody,
trust
me, I completely understand. I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, you're under such great attack. Mine was small compared to that. So let's just pray for this situation to be resolved. My listeners want to move on. I don't want to make it sound like you're complaining. I hear the anger in your voice. And it, trust me, people, it's righteous.
Okay.
She's been undergoing a lot of attacks. But
I'm upset. I'm upset because you were saying that poor Nicholas, he may get arrested. But Nicholas, he did the deed.
Well, Well, let me put it this way. I'm afraid Nicholas will get arrested and then make up something about me. So he'll get released. So I may have misused the words, but I know if he gets arrested, the first thing he's going to do is go, hey, I know a bunch of radical Christians. So that's what I was getting at. But yeah.
FBI agent, I wouldn't like to file
a
complaint.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, yeah. I'm afraid to leave my house because I don't want the highway patrol to beat me if I'm an FBI agent. Well, Melody, thank you. It's gotten out there.
FBI agent.
And people, you know, we're gonna start. I think tomorrow, if I can get down there, if their power's back on, Melody's gonna have a show on a couple days a week here on the network. So she can
We have the power on. We were able to rescue it before you do too much damage, but our water is shut off.
Okay, I'll give you a call in the morning, and I'll come down there, and I'll show you how to hook up on the network when you do your show so people can start hearing you again.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. You hear the passion
Bye.
There. Thank you. Bye. You can see how Nicholas drives people nuts. You can see why just a few days got me like that. Can you imagine several months of fighting with him? And I know he's in the room. He's one of these guests, or one of his minions is. So Nicholas is under attack, and I don't mean from Melody. I mean there's something going on with him, and he needs our prayers, people. I called him, and I said, "We're praying, Nicholas, that you don't do anything stupid out of anger. We're praying that righteousness be found in this problem that you have." So we really, really need to pray for Nicholas, and you know, and it's easy to make jokes. I mean, somebody had a what was it called? First Amendment Jew-controlled radio or something somebody had up for about 12 hours, 24 hours. We went and looked at it, and I told him, look, Nicholas is going to blame me for this. And it was a spoof on the video he did on me where he hid his voice. But, you know, we don't need to do that kind of stuff. He's hurting himself. If he's going to keep doing that, he's shooting himself in the foot.
Oh, definitely.
Because of the letters that I'm getting, I know that he's losing listeners. We have so many more listeners than we had before because we've got new people that came over from the promotion of, you know, when I promoted stuff. Now he's all alone over there, and he's going to hurt himself financially, which means his children are going to be hurt, and I don't want that. So if you're donating to Nicholas now, don't stop. Please don't stop. And especially let him know when you send that donation. Tell him that you're praying for him to stop being wacko or nuts. Be as stern as you want. We Christians need to be stern with one another. I remember there was about 3 months I was depressed, sat around, I didn't even shave, and finally my pastor came and said, "What is wrong with you? You're being a lazy slob. We need you to take part." And it was over my custody battle stuff. And he says, "You need to find yourself a wife and get on with your life." So that's what I did. And because I have a friend and a pastor that sees that kind of stuff, and it happened again today with another brother here, and I'm not going to go into it because this is going to turn into soap opera Dutch Jones Radio. But the pastor is dealing with people in a stern way that need to be dealt with. So we, as Christians, we need to build each other up. Somebody said, if you scroll back, I think it was Batfax said, this kind of infighting is what the enemy wants. So we've really got to stop fighting with each other, and we've got to focus on who the enemy is. You know, that's what this show is about. Lou, why don't you play the commercial and a break? I need to take a break. We went right through my 30-minute break. You know, my half-hour bottom break. So go ahead and play something right now. Are you playing?
Yeah.
Where is it? Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Struggles ended now, and peace smiles on our land. And though we've yielded, we have. have proved ourselves a faithful band. We fought them long, we fought them well, we fought them night and day, and bravely struggled for our rights while wearing of the gray. And now that we have ceased to fight and pledged our sacred word that we against the unions might no more will draw the sword, we feel despite the sneers of those who never smelt the fray that we've a manly, honest right to wearing of the gray. Our cause is lost no more, we fight against overwhelming power. All weary are our limbs and drenched with many a battle shower. We fain would rest for want of strength, we yield them up the day, and lower the flag so proudly borne while wearing of the gray. Defeat is not dishonor, no, of honor not bereft. We should thank God that in our breast this priceless boon is left. And though we weep, 'tis for those braves who stood in proud array beneath our flag and nobly died while wearing of the gray. Of war we stood and faced the deadly hail. Our simple suits of gray composed our only coats of mail. And on those awful hours that marked the bloody battle day, in memory we will still be seen wearing of the gray. Should we reach that glorious place where waits a sparkling crown for everyone who for the right his soldier life laid down? God grant to us the privilege upon that happy day of clasping hands with those who fell wearing of the gray.
Are we back now? Yeah, we're back. I'm Dutch Jones. I had to run in the back room and had some gear here. I almost typed something offensive and didn't mean to here in the chat room. I meant to be, you know, like a wood nymph, but I almost typed nympho. I didn't mean that, so. Yeah, okay, I did it right. Whew, I caught it. People are saying that Nicholas sounds different in real life than he does in the room. I sound different. I'm a different guy. I'm actually a little more goofy in real life. I'm a lot more goofy than I am in on the radio. I try to be a little more professional, if that's hard to believe. I'm more of an easygoing, laid back. I don't get angry very easily. But for some reason, when I'm on the radio, I get angry reading this stuff. It's kind of strange. Are we feeding back? You got an audio feed going somewhere? Bring that down so I don't squeal. So, but we'll move on from that. I don't want to make this the I Hate Nicholas Radio Network. Speaking of that, we're having a contest. We're finishing. Okay, those of you that sent me bucket challenge stuff, somebody dumped all of our email on this little battle that went on. I'm not saying any names. Okay, Jaws of Life sent me her pictures and her contents. You need to resend it to me. I apologize. And we're going to post that. You guys can vote on it. But the next contest we're going to have is we need to name this network. We've got people. I've got... I don't know what name he's going to use, but I had another guy meet with me today, and he's going to have a little short radio show every day. He's going to make copies of stuff. He's going to record, though, and then I'm going to play it. We're going to let Mel have her Tuesday and Sunday show, I think. We're going to be a true First Amendment radio network, but that's not what we're going to call it. So right now Lou wants to call it Screeching Owl Radio.
Screeching time.
I don't want to do that. As the Fed Spin Radio Network. There you go. But... we're going to do what, Owl Screeching Time? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, Owl Screeching Time Radio, because I guess I sound like a screeching owl. So if you guys come up with a name, we'll name it, you know, something, just Radio Network, because I'm going to keep doing this. I'm loving this. You guys have stood behind me. You've supported us. even when we made the stupid jump because of the soap opera that happened over there, maybe I should have stayed there and just annoyed Nicholas more, but I'm not going to do that. If I know when I'm not wanted, and I'll just go on and start my own radio, you know, radio network, and you guys can help me. It'll be great. But we're looking for interviews. We got some good stuff coming up. I wanted to interview Peter Hammond, but he had to leave, so I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone. Do you guys listen to the sermon any today? He's an amazing guy. We're going to, instead of Chuck Norris jokes, we're going to tell Peter Hammond jokes, like, you know. I can't remember any of them. Peter Hammond's mom has a tattoo that says son on her leg, you know, that kind of stuff. You know. So, anyway, the stuff that's been going on with the bomb in New York City, that's what we're going to talk about when I got sidetracked on personal issues that are important. We need to know the character of the people that are bringing us information. Just like if I turned out to be a one-legged lesbian Eskimo, I mean, and somebody could expose that, you need to know about it.
And an FBI agent, too.
And an FBI one-legged Vietnamese lesbian Eskimo half-breed or something. So it's important to know the character of the people that are bringing you the message and to see how they live their life and how they conduct it. I bet if you go over to First Amendment Radio right now, you're not hearing him asking anybody to pray for me. Of course, they'll probably do it now because I did it. But this bomb... It was a fertilizer. They used actual, I think they used chicken poop instead of ammonium nitrate. It wasn't processed properly. The detonators that they used were generic fireworks, I think. I still think it's a false flag, but that doesn't mean the next one won't be devastating and deadly. So that means you have to go from condition yellow to condition orange. If you don't know what that means, you've got to be more aware. And what's his name? The Gunner's Guru?
Jeff Cooper.
Jeff Cooper. Thank you, my memory chip, Lou. Jeff Cooper came up with this system. All these gun clubs that are out there, all these shooting classes, I don't care who they are, they've taken, stolen, modified, or slightly adapted everything that Jeff Cooper ever came up with. He is the man. He's passed away. And if you don't know who Jeff Cooper is, you need to Google him and study everything he's taught. All of them, Ayub, all those guys, Front Sight, they've all taken what he's taught, put a little bit of seasoning in it, made it a little more yuppie-friendly, and changed it. But the color code of awareness, white, yellow, orange, red, black. Black means your hands are in another man's face that used to be goo when you're trying to fight for your life. White means you're like 99% of the other people in America, and you go around going, doop-de-doo, doop-de-doo. You should never be lower than yellow. I mean, unless you're asleep. The only time you should be in level white is when you're asleep. I've been yellow for a long time. When Hutari hit, I went up to orange. And that's where we need to be now. We need to keep... But not just for people trying to blow us up, New World Order or actual Muslim terrorists, but for the way the media spins things, for the way society labels us, the Christian warrior. We need to be orange, which means we have to say combat is imminent. The threat's there. It's like a tornado watch versus a tornado warning, and it can never get those right. But when you're in orange, it means there is danger, and it's within your range to harm you. But the good news is if it's in range to harm you, you can harm them. So you have to decide to evade or to engage. And that goes everything from, you know, unarmed self-defense, using firearms, verbal argument, or physically just putting on the boots and running. So where are you in the color code of awareness? I've met very few people that can function at red for very long without snapping. And that's what happened to Nicholas. He's been at red all the time. Black, that's combat. That's just full-on combat, you know. They're trying to eat your young, and you're ripping their arms off and beating them to death with them. Sounds like a rainbow. Yeah, we should have our own rainbow, the color code of awareness. I like this rainbow better than the other rainbows that are out there. I like God's rainbow. See how they took God's rainbow and turned it into something perverse or political? Hornet spray. I've got hornet spray on the floor of my cars. Batfag, he must have listened to one of the archives today because he was talking about how he liked the hornet spray stuff. Black on black, I want my baby back. Isn't that I want my baby back ribs? I'm reading in the chat room, those of you that aren't in the chat room. There's some great stuff being said in there. I do the show more smoothly when I'm not looking at the chat room. I miss Stacy being here, man. I wish she, you know, I'm going to have to make her quit her job so she can come here and monitor you guys in there. Rainbow Radio, that would be. Rainbow Warrior Radio, that would be good. But yellow is a good place to be. I'm in orange all the time now. Some people say, well, you know, how can you do that? It must be hard. It's about being aware. It's about entering a room, looking around that room, checking things out, making sure, you know, things are in its place if you'd been there before. Where are the exits? What's the safest position to be in the room? We were talking about this today because we were going over, do we train the people in church what to do if an active shooter comes in, or do we just tell everybody, your job is to get on the ground and let the two or three guys that are designated to be security do what they got to do? And you have to decide those kind of things for your family. You're in charge of your family. If you're on here right now listening to me, that means you've made the choice to be, if you're a loner, that's fine, but if, you know, for your office, you've made the choice to be a sheepdog instead of a sheep. So you got to decide who you're going to communicate with, who you're going to let know that you're a sheepdog. Sometimes it's better not to let anybody know. Maybe the people you work with don't deserve to be saved. I know that sounds vile. You've tried to reach them with the gospel. You've tried to reach them with political and doctrinal truth. You've tried to reach them with spiritual truth. And nothing's gotten through, so they've made their decision, knocked the dust of their cubicle off your feet, and moved to yours. So we're getting ready to come up. We've got about 5 minutes for the top of the hour. Make sure that you have music, our commercial, then the intro ready next, please. Oh, it looks like my phone's about to ring. No? No? Nothing. I hear that. You hear that noise? It goes out there, right? Ah, man, that was loud. Ooh, that hurt my ears. But, so, that's what I'm talking about, the color code of awareness. Doesn't matter what you call it. You can say DEFCON 1, 2, 3, or 4, you know, locked and loaded versus full frontal mosey, you know, that kind of thing. Like we were listening yesterday, that there are actually people in South Africa that go around without rounds in the chamber of their pistols. And Peter Hammond was like, you know, that's kind of weird. But there are people at different levels. I have a round in the chamber in my pistol in my Ruger P90-45, and the safety's off. People always talk about safeties. I don't need a safety on a weapon. The safety is my head, my brain, my intelligence, and my training, and my muscle memory. So where are you now? What level are you at? And if you don't have any training, can you get some now? Or can you improvise? We were watching a video today on one-handed shooting. What if your dominant arm, your strong side, gets taken out? This guy was shooting with his left hand drawn from behind his back, cocking the weapon on his shoe, doing mag changes, all kinds of stuff with one hand. See, I knew I was getting one. I knew it. See, somebody was sending me a massage. Tell Mom that we made food. Stacy's saying, I'm going to McDonald's. I just made all this taco stuff. Great. I suffer all day over a hot crock, or not a crock pot, skillet. And she's bringing Mickey D's for everybody. I just ate two tacos. Me too. I keep mine loaded now, Ruger 38.5. But yeah, I've got three mags on me. I used to carry five, but the other two are in my survival pack. I got one 11-round mag. See, here it goes again. To keep it away from the soundboard, it's making all kinds of weird noise on there. But I have a double-action-only pistol. I bought it because it was the price. I didn't really think about it. I've had 1911s cocked and locked. I prefer a rifle. I don't like a pistol. I carry a pistol not because it's powerful, but because it's portable. If it were up to me, you know, I'd have an FNFAL all the time. Or I'd have my Mosin Nagant that I've put together. I mean, it's a bolt action, but one round's going to go through five guys. Yeah, don't feed me McDonald's, honey. I'm an FBI agent now. Somebody's kind of putting that together in the chat room. Like, FBI guys need to be in top shape. We can't eat McDonald's. I'm still saying I hope they get that FBI paycheck soon. As I sit here with the lights off because I can't afford the power. Okay, we've got 9:58. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back with our commercial again, sorry. And then we're going to be on Liberty Tree Radio, so people behave yourselves. If you want to jump over to Liberty Tree Radio or whatever, what's the website?
LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com.
LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com?
Yeah.
And you can get in their chat room. Try and get them talking. they got like 40, 50 people in their chat room, and they don't even pay attention to the show. But then again, I felt bad about that till I watched. They don't pay attention to the Mark Kornke show either. They talk about things that deal with it, but they just listen, keep them on in the background, I guess.
Pretty
deal. Yep. So, okay, we're going to be back after the... Get the music rolling, buddy. I want to hear the music. Yeah. Who's this? Oh, there we go. The Hutari 9 now have the ability to be free on bail. Stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. In the little streets of Belfast, in the dark of early morn, British soldiers came running, breaking little homes with scorn. Hear the sobs of crying children, dragging fathers from their bed. Watch the scene as helpless mothers, watch the blood fall from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Not for them a judge or jury, or indeed a crime at all. Being Irish means they're guilty, so they're guilty one and all. Round the world a truth will echo, Cromwell's men are here again. England's name again is sullied in the eyes of honest men. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Proudly march behind our banner, proudly march behind our men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. On the people, stand together, proudly marching on your way. Never fear or never falter, till the boys come home to stay. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an
emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations,
the
gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I didn't hear that when you didn't do it loud enough. I'm Dutch Jones. This is the second hour of our general Monday through Friday broadcast and the first hour of our Monday broadcast on Liberty Tree Radio. I got that right. I didn't say that other vile network that I used to be with. Liberty Tree Radio. We do that Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for an hour. And we are on from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. You figure out the time zone difference wherever you are, but it is an honor to be on a network with great people, great music, run by great people also. So we've been already talking for an hour. There's a bunch of people in our chat room at DutchJones.tk. That's DutchJones.tk. That's J-O-E-N-S, remember? I spell Jones the funny way, J-O-E-N-S. You can also call us at 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. You can call in, use the chat. I do have an email address, but I can't check it right now. We're down to just three computers doing this whole show. And if I try and stray away from this streaming program that I'm using for you broadcast, it shuts off. But the email, and I will check it when I get back from the sheriff debate tonight, is DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com. Gee, I'm messing it up. DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com. Remember, J-O-E-N-S for Jones. We've got a lot going on. We were talking, of course, about the system actually got something a little bit right, and they granted bail to the Hutari 9. Now, I know Mark Kornke's talked a lot about that, so I'm not going to go on about that. You don't need to hear it from a guy who's only got a few sources. But let's just pray for them and that they don't just let them out so they can go kill them somewhere. You know, end up like the rest of the, you know, enemies of the government. They'll end up in, they'll drown in like 2 inches of water or get hit by a runaway car with a hit and run or something. We got to make sure that these people make it. Jaws of Life just checked into the chat room. Welcome, Jaws of Life. Of course, if you've already been there, I didn't notice. It just popped your name up. Maybe alphabetically it popped around. Just for the break, we were talking about the color code of awareness. It's easy to sit around and talk weapons. It's easy to sit around and say what I would do, tactics. But most people don't even grab the basic levels of awareness. And we were talking about Jeff Cooper's awareness color coding. Everything today that's out there, whether you go to Front Sight, Thunder Ranch, all these other places, they're
gun
just
site.
Guns. Well, Gun Sight's where it came from. But Jeff Cooper invented this system, and everybody else has just seasoned it or changed it a little bit. But
they stole it.
Well, I wouldn't say stole it, because he kind of put it out there for public usage, because his goal was to get more people, more good people, to be safe and self-defensive and mindset, and to survive that rare occasion, the gunfight or the knife fight or the thug coming after you to steal your ATM card. And, you know, it's white. I always mess it up. White, yellow, orange, red, and black. And I was, just before the break, I was telling people that most of America is in white. It's funny because sheep are white and fluffy. Well, they're kind of filthy, dirty, actually. But, you know, that's what sheep are in level white. You should be in no less than orange unless you're asleep, I said. Orange is, you know, when you think there's a potential. You're walking down the street, you see a bunch of thugs, and you're alone, and you just cross the street and do the smart thing. You use your brain. You don't engage something that is going to cause you harm even if you do succeed. If you have to shoot these malcontents, you're going to get sued. Even if you survive the warped judicial system, why engage them? Black, you know, or red is when, you know, they're there, the guns are pulled, and it's ready to go. Black is when you're putting your boot down and crushing their face into the pavement. And fortunately, hopefully, none of you will ever get to that point. It's not something that you should be proud of. It's something you should rely upon if it happens again. But I get so sick of people in the militia movement, especially, that are was there, has been, done that kind of guys. And you don't know if they're true. Half the guys I find that talk about all the great things they did in the military were really like motor pool guys or you know, they were cooks. Not that cooks are bad. Don't get me wrong. They're all trained to be riflemen primarily. But I just run into it a lot. But the fact of it is that people today, I don't think understand those basic triggers and levels, and we talked a little bit about that, and I was getting into it. What if you're at church? What are you going to do? Where do you sit in the church? Do you carry a weapon to church? Do you know the capabilities of the round you are using? If you shoot the bad guy, is it going to pass through the bad guy and hit the pastor? Are you going to hit a child that's behind the bad guy? What is your effective distance to get a hostage shot accomplished? Have you practiced these things? Because I'm here to tell you, even if you practice them on paper and you got the time off where you're pulling that trigger before the buzzer even stops, your maximum effective ranges are effectively 50%. Your target groups are going to widen. You know, your impact groups, your bullet groups are going to widen. And until you've actually been in a situation where you've have the unfortunate opportunity to decide to take a life to save a life, you don't know how you're going to react anyway. But if you don't do the training, you're not even going to be ready to put your foot on that playing field. So I keep telling people to train. They look at me like I'm stupid. They go and get one day of training at the range, or maybe two, and they punch some holes in paper, and then they think they're an expert, and they start carrying the weapon around, and they don't do anything to expand on that training. You've got to... It's like anything else. Do you think that if you go to an art class at community college, you're ready to paint a masterpiece? No. You've got to pursue training, and you've got to pursue it on a regular basis. Muscle memory can be built up, you know, after, you know, several weeks of training. And then if you stop training, it goes away just as rapidly as you got it, right? I do dry fire practice. People hate it when I say that. There's no such thing as dry fire. Whatever. Unloaded weapon, hammer drops, trigger presses in a hallway in my house. Because I figure where I'm going to be fighting, more than likely, they're going to come for me in my home or my car. So I practice primarily in the house, not standing out on the range. No, I don't shoot live rounds in my house. We have other things for that. But I can, in the dark, with a flashlight, Harry's flashlight technique, whatever that I need to do. I actually have, on the end of our longest hall, I have a hostage target on one of the doors. And I dry fire practice. I practice with airsoft against it. I scoot and shoot. I try to shoot in random light, you know, lights coming and going, you know, if they're going to throw in...
I shoot one-handed.
Yeah, now I got to learn to shoot one-handed. Oh, man, you shouldn't have shown me that video. I've trained to shoot one-handed, but I haven't trained to do any kind of the emergency reloads or anything. I was an MP in the Army, and they didn't even show us that stuff. Was that Thunder Ranch or
Gunsight
that you got that video from?
You got a point on that, too, with the light situation. Why, if your lights are low or dimmed?
Yeah. Well, it's like Peter Hammond said yesterday. He was taught since he was a child never to turn a light on in a house at night until you close the curtains. Little things like that. I mean... What weapon have you chosen to defend your house? Is it going to over-penetrate through the walls and kill your wife or children? You know, what are you using? I live in a library, and there are books everywhere. Books are the greatest bullet stoppers outside of dirt and rock and water. So I know that the way the building is designed, I know the angles I can shoot. I've thought about them ahead of time. When I have insomnia, I walk around the house at night going, what would I do if... Let's say the jackbooted thug's kicking the door tonight, which wouldn't be hard because our front door is actually a glass door. I told you, I live in a janitor's closet in a library. You know, somebody could kick in the glass and walk right through it if I didn't have countermeasures set up. You look right now, you see nails over my door. There's a reason. There are things that I have prepared to hang in front of it, but that's if I know they're coming. I have strategically placed around, you know, glasses and jars and 100-pound test string. But I don't deploy them on a daily basis when I go to bed. It's kind of a hit-or-miss thing. But I know if I'm caught in some deadly funnel, that's another term you need to learn. A deadly funnel, what am I going to do? What if I'm moving down the long, long hallway in the other part of the library doing a security check when they kick in the door? Can I tip over a bookcase? I mean, where am I going? Everything, the doors are all locked around me, and I'm stuck in about 30 feet of hallway with nowhere to go but to the ground is pretty much my only option. Or... was I pre-planning, and I put a bunch of books stacked in cardboard boxes halfway down the hall. Those kind of things you need to think of. Now, you may not have the luxury of living in a library like I do and have the bullet-stopping capabilities of books. Maybe there's some things you can do. Put a bookcase in front of a wall that's in front of your children's room. What kind of doors do you have? Do you have these hollow-core, cardboard, expanded? I mean, they're terrible. I've seen people, you know, in fits of rage when I was an MP, walk right through those doors, drunken sailor type stuff, walk right through the cardboard doors. Are you going to upbuild your house a little bit, make it a little easier to defend it or slow them down so you can get away. Jaws of Life in the chat room. I got it, DJ. I'll come up with a defensive measure using expired coupons, and we'll do a show on that. For those of you that don't know, Jaws of Life is going to join our radio network. We're working out the kinks in this one so that she can do a shopper show. For those of you that don't know, are new on Liberty Tree Radio or to our show, because we're still new, she's going to host a show on how she gets some of these great discounts. She's a professional discount finder. I don't know what you're going to call it, the show, but she sent us some of the things she's gotten refunds for because she multiplies her coupons. So, yeah, so be looking out for that. And, of course, Melody's Bar and Grill will be adding probably after tomorrow if the electricity stays on. So are you going to pre-plan your house? Do you think defenders just happen to accidentally get lucky with the layout of whatever building they're in? No. Just like with anything you want to be, I don't care if it's the martial arts being tactically gifted. It's not like football where you just learn how to throw a perfect pass and that's all you got to know. Not degrading football, but, you know, maybe that was too complicated of a... I was looking for something simple. If you're going to do this, do it right. Like in the earlier hour, I tell people about wasp spray. Place it around your house. You may not have the luxury like I do, because I live in a martial community. We carry guns all the time. We have weapons on. I say guns, weapons, firearms. Gun's a great big thing that lobs rounds far down range. You know, it's got wheels on it, and it's either mechanized or towed behind something. I either have a rifle or a pistol near me at all times. I prefer a rifle, but sometimes pistols are more convenient when you're out working in the yard and your hand's got to be free and you don't want something slung over your shoulder. And I always hate it when I lean it up against a tree and I work myself away and I go, my rifle's way over there, so I just carry the pistol more. But keep stuff around that you can use as diversionary tactics. Keep stuff around that you can use to slow them down. My goal is not to stay, well, this building's kind of defensible, but we all know what they do. They just burn it down around you and kill you and say you did it yourself, that you set the fires, especially in a library. I mean, this thing's going to go up like an inferno with all the law books in here. No, it won't be like the 4th of July. It'll be more like, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and that big Negro guy. I'm sorry, I had to tell that joke. When I was a kid, I thought Abednego was a big Negro, and it's not a racist thing. It's just what I thought when I heard when I went to Sunday school. They're going to be stoking the furnace for you. That's what they do. That's what they did at Waco. Why not do it again? And I've trained with SWAT team guys, folks. You know, I have people out there berating my laurels right now. City of Riverside, they came to the fire department, the SWAT team. They needed bad guys, and the fire department supplied us. I went up against the City of Riverside's Alpha and Bravo teams. And in the training, they said, well, because we were supposed to be bank robbers that took hostages in a house, well, we'll find them, fix them, flank them, and then we'll burn them out. And they're talking about throwing the tear gas through the window. They know that it's an incendiary device. Anyone that's not familiar with how a tear gas grenade works, look what comes out of the bottom. Try and put your hand underneath one. It burns. It shoots flame out the bottom. Their standard tactic of SWAT teams in America is to burn you out. So you have to think about that. Do you have enough fire extinguishers? One of the things I like to do is I keep glass jars full of marbles by doorways. Knock them down as you go by. If you've got linoleum or tile entryways, keep cans of that cooking spray everywhere. Or even just a bottle of Dollar dish soap. Spray it all over the floor when you leave. Talked about this stuff before, but it's all part of having a martial mindset. And with yesterday, Peter Hammond is just amazing. In case you haven't heard of him, Peter Hammond is the founder and reverend who runs Frontline Fellowship. It's an African missionary program where he gives an AK-47, a Bible, to all of his chaplains and sends them out into the bush, into the desert, into the jungle, into the mountains. They fight, they train Christian militias behind enemy lines in Sudan, former Rhodesia. He's an amazing guy, and he came to our church yesterday and spoke. And it just made me think how lazy we are in America, because we don't realize how bad it's going to get. You want to see how bad it's going to get? Go look at Africa now, South Africa under Mandela. They're breaking into farmers' homes, putting the babies in the oven, cranking the oven up, and saying, sign your farm over to me. And then killing them anyway. They are a garrisoned people because they let it get, well, I shouldn't say that. It sounds like I'm judging them. It got real bad real fast over there after apartheid left. Say what you want about apartheid, but at least they had some semblance of law and order under it. But that's what's going to happen here. I mean, we're more likely to be attacked by the dregs of society than we are by jackbooted thugs because that's the way we want it. It's easier. They don't have to pay the dregs of society. In fact, it's the opposite. Cut off their welfare, cut off everything they got, and then tell them, hey, go into the nice parts of town. Go up into the hills over there where they're surviving. There's very little that can be controlled when they do that, but you can at least control how you're going to respond. I'm talking about couscous in the chat room here. I love couscous. But are you seeking training? You know, before we came on, we have a disagreement going on between two groups of people that listen to the show, and, well, one of them doesn't support the show anymore, but you know what I mean. Are you focusing on your differences and fighting and stuff, or are you focusing on what you have in common? Well, you better get your affairs in order, people, because I don't know how much time we have left. Nobody does. I'm not one of these people that can pinpoint it. I talk often. I had the pastor on, and I've asked him questions like, who's going to lead us? I think more now we should talk about how are we going to supply decently trained people to the person who God raises up to lead us? Where are you in your martial training, in your martial mindset? Are you going after good training? Are you looking for the best equipment you can buy? Because, you know, your budget pretty much limits it these days. And on that note, remember, Cinco de Mayo is no longer Cinco de Mayo. It's Cinco de Ammo. Cinco de Ammo. May 5th, go out and buy as much ammo as you can find. Because we here in California may be using it against the invading fifth column of expatriate Mexicans and OTMs. For those of you that don't live here, that's other than Mexican. It gets so hard. Everybody south of the border is just trying to invade and take it back. So we just call them OTMs. Buy your ammo. But as Betterman than I recommend, have three or four tiers of equipment. Caches. I was talking to Peter Hammond. I go, you go all over Africa, all over the world. Some of the places you go have checkpoints that don't allow weapons to get through, airports. What do you do? He says, I spend a lot of time building relationships with good people locally where I can keep my caches. In South Africa, I have registered weapons, and he named off of menagerie of weapons that he has. He says, but I'm not allowed to take those into, say, the Transvaal region. I'm not allowed to take those into former Rhodesia. But there are weapons there waiting for me when I get there so I can arm myself. Man cannot go anywhere unarmed. Peter Hammond has a fatwa on him. He has a price on his head. This man totally gave me a spiritual kick to the head, man. He's replaced Chuck Norris, because Chuck Norris is an actor, but in my mind, when you tell those jokes about how tough somebody is, this is Peter Hammond. I went to the Sudanese official national website of the president of Sudan. I can't pronounce it. It's Unga Munga Jumba Bumba. You know, it's easier to pronounce than Obongo. But he put on there, he goes, if Peter Hammond preaches in a Christian church here in our nation, we will bomb that church from the air. If we see Peter Hammond, we're going to shoot him in the head. And there's a value, a price put on his head. But yet this guy's going back. He didn't say when, because it has to be secure. He's going to bring Bibles and AK-47s to the Christians to fight the Marxist Muslims. They don't talk about that on the media here, do they? The Marxist Muslims in Africa. The Chinese are supplying the Muslims with weapons so they can slaughter the Christians. If you want to see what it's going to be like here in the future, look at Africa. Look at Europe. Look at the Balkans. You think being a Christian is just about going to church on Sunday and maybe tithing, you know, well, 10%? Do I really have to do 10%? Bringing a pie to the dinner? No, it's not going to be like that anymore. And I know they're going to... 70% of America says they believe in God and claim to be some type of Christian. Boy, that number is going to deflate when they start putting bullets in the heads of people who won't deny Christ. Because that's what we're heading for, because that's what's happening in Africa right now. And because they're black in the Sudan and don't have a bunch of minerals like they do in southern Africa, nobody cares. Our government doesn't care. The State Department, in fact, helps the other side. South Africa, it's about keeping instability so that the UN and the rest of Europe and America can exploit the minerals. Yeah, that's right, I'm bashing America. not the concepts that built this country, but the people who have perverted and run it now. Look at Africa, look at Europe. That's what's going to happen here. Africa used to be a paradise before they started hunting the Christians and kicking them out of countries. People always say, and I learned this yesterday, so America was the first Christian nation. I probably said it on here a lot. There were several Christian nations in Africa that had Christian values noted in their constitutions. They were run great. And then after World War II, the colonial system was attacked. The Christian control systems were attacked. And with the last fall of apartheid, because of, I'm going to say it, Jewish-run media destroyed the apartheid government in America and created all the boycotts and everything. So, Nicholas, if you're listening, yeah, I'm Jew-bashing again. Of course, you guys know I mean the Zionists. I don't care about, you know, I have nothing against Jews. And then Christians in America, someone in the chat room, Batfag, says, are told to be pacifists. We are not to be pacifists. The Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. How do you make peace if you don't have the ability to use force? It does not say, blessed are the hippie pacifists who will not raise a finger to defend themselves or others. It says, blessed are the peacemakers. And throughout the Bible, you cannot make peace without having force. It didn't say, blessed are the negotiators. It didn't say, blessed are those who compromise. It didn't say, blessed are the Hegelian dialect practitioners of the Foreign Office. It said, blessed are the peacemakers. You cannot make peace without force. Every one of you that thinks that Christians should be pacifists, I want you to move to a Sharia law nation and open a church and keep turning your other cheek until you don't got nothing left. We're going to put them up on the website. Peter Hammond gave us pictures of people that he went back to visit after a church was planted. And people that listened to the gospel of Peter Hammond had their ears cut off. A woman who refused to denounce Christianity and spoke out against this Marxist religion over there had her lips torn off of her face. Torn off of her face. Entire villages, machine gun. They showed one guy who had 37 bayonet pokes in his back. 37. Okay. We're not sure how that happened, so he wants to hit it with the thing. But thank you. Okay. Go take a look at it, guys. See, we have weird stuff. A power line just went down across our driveway. So one of our neighbors came in to tell us. Where's Nicholas? Is he pulling our power out, too? Those of you that didn't listen to the first hour, that means nothing to you. But we have a former part of the cause, a member of the cause, who's decided to go against the cause, and he's cutting people's power out. So one of our wires went down. If we go off the air, we got about 3 hours of battery backup, so we'll continue on. We'll at least be able to finish this show. So it's 6:26 p.m. Pacific time. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. My phone number, I want to hear from you guys, 559-561-8225. That's 559-561-8225. Do you think we don't need to be more militant than we are now? Do you think we're going okay at simmer? Do you think we need to turn it up a little bit? You know, before they throw boiling water on us. Come on, New York City. A messed up fertilizer bomb, fireworks. You tell me that's not a false flag attack? They're getting ready for something big. Look at Africa. That's what they got ready for us Christians. Big mass graves. Pictures that this man took himself during a 1,000-pound bomb attack from Russian aircraft that were given to the Muslim Marxists to destroy Christianity. Everything okay out there?
Yeah, but that power line, you know, if you're going to the little cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
It's like really...
We don't have a cul-de-sac. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you even know what a cul-de-sac is?
Yeah.
We'll check it on the break. Get a break ready. Get our commercial up. Get our song up.
A long song?
Yeah, just get a long song. So I'm going to go out and check it, man. We can fix it. We take care of everything around here. We're not going to call 911 because the power line came down. We're going to soak Lou in cooking oil and throw him at the power line and see if it's on. I saw pictures of the immigrants marching on May Day, which is a communist holiday, people. But most of you don't know that. May Day is a communist workers' holiday. Signs saying, give us everything for free or we will shoot more sheriff's deputies. Those of you that don't know, a sheriff's deputy in Arizona was attacked by illegal aliens and shot. We're going to take a little break right now. It's 6:28 p.m. I got to go out and check it down. Power line will be about whatever. We'll play a commercial first.
And a six-minute song.
And then a six-minute song. Don't go anywhere. We'll play the song and we'll come back. I got to check this down. Power line. Bear with me. Things happen. This is live radio. That's how it goes on. Don't call. I'll be out in the field, but I'll be back before the song is over. Go ahead with this commercial. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
I am a fireman.
I am a welder.
I am a stay-at-home mom.
I own my business.
I am a waitress.
I build a highway.
I work hard for my pay.
I am a Democrat.
I am Republican.
And I have something to say. I am we the people. It's time to hear my voice. I have the Constitution and freedom of choice. I have God.
Just in case you don't remember, let me jog your memory in a church.
Okay, whoa. Okay, we're coming back here. Sorry about that first song. That was terrible. I am a Democrat. I don't know what that was. Sorry, folks, but we got it taken care of. We got a crew coming out to take care of it. We do have indeed a down power line. We are infested with woodpeckers here. Oh, by the way, I'm Dutch Jones, and we're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you for listening. It's 6:32 p.m. You're listening on Liberty Tree Radio Live and on DutchJones.tk.
It's not Liberty Tree Radio Live.
Liberty Tree Radio. I'm live, though. That's what I said. See, it's Liberty Tree Radio, and I am live. So don't correct me. I'm going to have to put the boots to you again. But it's Lou's fault. The woodpeckers took out one of our telephone pole cross members. And Lou's job is to shoot woodpeckers. And he obviously hasn't been doing it enough. So we're going to have a little work party here before we got to take off and go to the sheriff's debate that's coming up. So strange stuff. Strange stuff. So we're back. Nobody's called. 559-561-8225. That's 559-561-8225. It's weird. I usually get a lot of calls. I guess people are just... happy listening to me ramble on. That's okay. I get paid the big bucks to do that. Actually, I don't get paid any bucks, but I do it because I love it. So, but before the break, before people came in and said, you got down power lines, and Nicholas isn't anywhere to be seen, so he didn't pull them down. It's the woodpeckers. Unless he's trained woodpeckers, I think we're okay. So, B...
You didn't see what I did?
No, I don't know what you did. Oh, yeah. Level orange is what I'm telling people to be. So many people just think it can't happen here. So many people think, oh, that's something that happens in the big city. And then people in the big city, oh, that's something that happens out in the woods with them crazy rednecks. You know? So I want to ask Peter Hammond, you know, you guys got guns everywhere. There's guns laying around. They're all loaded, cocked and locked. Boy, you must have a lot of children, you know, child shootings and deaths. And he goes, no, actually, we have none. I've checked with all the law enforcement across South Africa. I've checked with everyone I know, every mission. In these villages, he showed the villages where everybody's got an AK-47 because the communist Marxist threat is there every day. He says, no, children don't shoot themselves because why? They're trained. People go, oh, that's so sad that they have to be trained with that. It's like when I was in Venezuela and they didn't have plug outlets. I know he's going, what's he going from guns to plug outlets? Wires just came out of the wall. They would literally just climb poles and hook wires up. And I said, your children must get electrocuted. He goes, no, our kids are smart here. They know not to touch these wires. And then I thought about, what about America? I mean, our kids, you know, how many kids do we have die every year because they get under the sink and drink Drano?
I did that last week.
Yeah, Lou does that every day a little bit. That explains some of the stuff.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But we live in a weird, almost like a menagerie world where Americans think that bad things don't happen, but yet they happen because we have that attitude. We don't look at one of the biggest epidemics in our nation that you don't see in other nations: predators stealing children, violating them, and then murdering them. We tell our kids all the time, don't trust strangers, don't get stranger danger, but we don't teach them to think critically. So a car pulls up and says, oh, little Mindy, yes, your house is on fire and your parents were horribly burned and they want me to bring you to the hospital. Ah, and they jump in the car, he violates her and murders her. That's how evil exists. I heard this from someone else, but I'm stealing their story, but it, you know how it works. We teach our kids to be fearful but not critical thinkers. You understand? But yet here in America, we put trigger locks on our guns, put them in safes, store the ammo elsewhere, and as what happened here in Central California not too long ago, a maniac got into a house with a pitchfork and murdered half the family before they could get the gun out, loaded, and unlocked. Let's see, I can't see here, so I gotta push this button. Yes. Okay, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jaws.
Hey, Jaws, what's up? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, a comment. I had an interesting addition to my paycheck that I got in the mail today.
Uh-huh.
Because the companies I do my work through, I do on-site, like it. And I can also do it on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So it was alerting the interpreters that we have a new client coming on board, which has to be associated with the U.S. Treasury.
Uh-huh.
Did a 3-page non-disclosure agreement, what would happen if they caught you talking about anything, you know, on and on, and I immediately emailed my contact, my company, and said, you know, I'm not comfortable signing anything.
You're kidding.
This government power to, you know, put me in jail or whatever if I mess up. I don't plan on signing this. That's fine, she said. You know, if they call you for a call and it's them, just let them know that you don't want to do the call, and no problem.
So this is if the U.S. Treasury Department uses your translation services?
Right.
And they're discussing some evil they're going to do to somebody, you have to promise them you won't tell anybody?
Oh, yeah, it's total. It tells you if you do. I was trying to find it. I just decided, oh,
sure.
That's right, I just got that. I'm going to share it. What? Now I can't find it.
For those that don't know
about it today. But, you know, it tells you, well, if you do such and such, then, you know, you can get in trouble. But if you do such and such, criminal, civil penalties, you know, they can throw you in jail.
So, like, say, for instance, you found out they were going to do some dirty deed to somebody, and you mentioned to someone else that got up, they would come after you and put you away. Is that basically what it is? They don't want you to tell the public or the press what the Treasury Department's doing.
Yeah, and I just cursorily read it, and it says, for example, if you were going to write a book, if you were going to publish anything, you can't, you know, mention absolutely anything. You have to get their permission.
Wow.
And I can tell you it had to do with banking.
Okay. I don't want you to get yourself in any trouble here. You're a great source for this show with what you do. Yeah, I can't imagine.
I
but
you know, I didn't do anything. I just left. You had to sign this non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, I would just.
Could.
I would walk a million miles around. I'd say no, don't use me. I would rather lose the income than help them do it. But then the
exactly.
other, yeah, I mean,
but yeah, that's not a problem. I don't have to.
Yeah.
It's just whenever a dispatcher calls and says, I've got a call from so-and-so, U.S. Treasury, I won't name the division, I can say, no, thank you, and she'll go, okay, thanks.
Wow.
And they'll find somebody else who doesn't mind.
Although it would be interesting to hear what
kind of way to the U.S. government if they mess up.
Yeah.
If they tell their grandma one little thing and they catch wind of it, you know, put you in jail. No, thank you.
Yeah. I can imagine think people in your position, stenographers, transcribers, the things that you must be privy to, and that they're fearful that you would leak it out. But then again, you're going to say no, I want no part in that. But how many of your sisters and brothers that are translators are like, okay? How many people are going to sign that? I wonder.
Probably 98% will say yeah, no problem.
Yeah. And then again, how many people are going to sign it and then intentionally figure out a way to leak it to the press? I mean, that would be a risk I don't know if I'd want to take. That you're too much in the line of fire there to do that. You know, it's obvious who leaked it out.
It's just not worth it. But I've never received anything like this in the 12 years I've been getting work through this company. Nothing even remotely. I mean, we dealt with Hurricane Katrina with the Homeland Security, the outfit that took care of the emergency relief.
Right, right.
We took those calls and people saying, you know, where do I help get my rent paid? And they say, what county are you in? Here's the number. I mean, that kind of thing. And nobody had to sign anything to do that.
Sure.
But this is like big-time cheese. I mean, this is like you're dealing with the real McCoy here. You're dealing three-page non-disclosure agreement from the U.S. government.
Now, what language is your specialty, just so our listeners know?
Espanol.
Espanol. So if the Treasury Department is investigating anyone in America that doesn't speak English, they would call you to let them know or had to interview witnesses. So that's just so our listeners know where you fit in.
Yeah, I mean, this apparently has to do, again, even though I'm not going to do it and not sign it,
yeah.
I'm not going to take any chances. This
yeah.
has to do with a degree of banking.
Yeah.
That involves the U.S. Treasury.
I can't even imagine it would be.
Going to be calling.
Did you see we have a down power line?
Using yeah. us. Who knows? Maybe they're going to be interrogating people. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, nothing similar has ever come our way. We've never had a contract like this because, we've never had a client like this because we've never had a contract like this. But I tell you, it's scary when you look at the U.S. government's non-disclosure policy.
Yeah.
If you don't run, you're kind of stupid.
Yeah. It just lets you know that. There are acts of evil and piracy. Look at the documents they have to get you to sign to go to, you know, I hate to use this term, to be in bed with them. And I think it's very wise of you, sister, you know, talking about critical thinking. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that. So, but yeah, well,
if I find it, I probably, if I block out the names of the people, I'll send you a copy.
Yeah. Redact it. I would like to see what kind of, you know, bullying they're using and what they don't want people to get out. Because banking is one of the ways, I mean, how better to control somebody than to freeze their assets or to see what they're spending and find out what they're doing by looking at where their receipts go and where their money's coming from. I mean, the Treasury Department can basically destroy you by just launching an investigation. So
I'll be honest with you, I'm really curious because of the type of deal it was, and I know that it's only Hispanics. I mean, you know, it's for interpreters or other languages.
Yeah. They're probably going to interview.
You know, I'm curious, but it's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, I bet they're going to interview drug lords to make sure they're tithing the proper amount to the CIA. That's what they don't want you telling anybody. It's just going to be putting the bite on the drug lords in America, and they needed you to translate for them.
You know, the whole controversy about, I said in the chat room, I just don't have much of memory today for these things. But one of the radio talk shows that I listen to when I'm in the car had a U.S. senator on. He was all for the Arizona law. And he's like,
yeah.
Go get them. Let's take care of that problem with the 14th Amendment interpretation. No, their children should not be legal. And he's getting blasted, you can imagine.
Oh, that guy's going to get audited. They're going to go through everything he has with a fine-tooth comb now for doing that publicly. And
oh, it's going to be horrible. And he was saying, they were talking about the lack of press coverage for the things that were done during the marches, and I put in the chat room, he said he personally saw a U.S. flag being flown upside down,
mm-hmm.
a Mexican flag imposed on top of it. I believe he said it was at a school.
Yeah. Well, I've got pictures of them carrying signs that say, give us everything for free or we will shoot more sheriff deputies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've got it. I'm going to forward it to everybody. I got it. I think it was MP Donahue who sent it to me, our friend that listens. He's in here now, I bet. But, yeah, he sent it to me that it was from the media, and it was like, it says, give us food for free, give us school for free, or we will shoot more deputy sheriffs. I got the picture. I'm afraid to click on it because if I click on it, I'm going to lose the link. So I can't.
Well, that's like the other thing I mentioned, that there was an article in the paper. I just burst out laughing, to be honest, talking about some of the yucky stuff that was done. They're like, oh, I wonder if they were infiltrated, these poor marchers. And I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk that way about us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our
yeah.
marches.
Yeah, you got people yelling racist stuff from Tea Party enclaves, and they're saying, oh, no, that was them. But yet somebody infiltrates, you know, a bunch of illegal aliens. And the things they were doing, and we talked about it, I think, Friday a little bit, about, you know, taking refried beans and putting swastikas on government buildings. You know, they're their own worst enemy, but yet the media does everything to help them with their public image.
They're not illegal aliens.
Oh, they're not illegal aliens anymore?
I want to let you move on, but I remembered about getting that disclosure.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing that document, even the redacted version. Thank you.
No, they're not illegal aliens. They're undocumented Democrats.
They're undocumented Democrats, studio audience says. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it was PennDOT who sent that to me today. I want to find that picture. Thank you, PennDOT, in the chat room. Yeah, studio audience says there's no such thing as undocumented or illegal aliens. They're undocumented Democrats. They haven't been signed up to vote in 37 districts yet, and that's what it's going to be. They, just like in South Africa where they used racial hatred to erase the white Christians and the black Christians too. Anyone that betrayed their black tribal heritage is being killed. They're going to use these illegal aliens, these OTMs, all these other nations south of the border through class hatred. It's really class. It's not really. I wouldn't even say it's racial anymore because they're kidnapping the children of Mexican Americans and they're not talking about it in the news. And they're ending up disemboweled in 50-gallon drums, even when they pay the ransom. It's happening right now on our border cities.
They had it on Fox today.
Hello.
They had it on Fox today.
What was on Fox today?
They were talking about how there was a case where just the other day there was a 5-year-old girl that was kidnapped and the sheriff chased them down and he caught the perpetrators and they saved her.
Good. Telling you, sheriff deputies can either be the worst nightmare or they can save this nation because they're the only ones that are disobeying the federal mandates to let the borders flow with criminals and drugs and illegal aliens. And I'm telling you right now, it's perfect because we're sitting here, we're rallying up right here, we're going to a county debate for our next election in June for our sheriff.
June 8th.
Here at Tulare County, California. We're going to ask some hard questions. We've got, and I'll talk a little bit about that. My question is going to be that Sheriff Mack was here on April 15th with the Tea Party thing. He got on the local radio station and said that he is challenging the sheriffs in this region to deputize him, and he would go turn the pumps back on and get that federal water flowing. It's not really federal water. That's a joke. It's our water. The federal government has stolen it. But Sheriff Mack challenged him. I'm going to challenge them both again tonight, saying, I know you know about that because we gave you Sheriff Mack's book. He contacted all of you and said, deputize him, and he would go turn the water on if you're too chicken, and I'm going to bring that up. What was the other question you're going to ask?
I'm going to ask them if they're aware of the oath takers, the oath keepers, and you know, which is military and law enforcement that
right.
Oath to you know, withhold the Constitution.
Yeah.
And ask if it came down to siding, would they follow the Constitution and protect the people, or are they gonna back the government and work for the federal
right.
government?
I know one person. I think our pastor's going to ask. If the FEMA camp set up and stuff, are they going to obey the president or the Constitution? Are they going to try and round up our guns and put us in FEMA camps? Is going to be one question. So we're going to hit them. We're going to spread out in the crowd, and it's a pretty small forum because it's a small venue. So we're going to get in there. And we're going to make sure they have to answer the same. You know, who do you work for? Do you work for the people? Who is Caesar? Is Caesar the Constitution or is it Obongo? I won't say Obongo, but you know, I'll probably get beat by the hippies and they'll have to do something drastic, and I won't be on the radio for a while.
They'll slap you.
I'll get slapped by the hippies.
With Birkenstocks.
Yeah, they'll fling their Birkenstocks at us. That's why we wear combat boots and steel-toed work boots, you know. But it's funny, the last time they had this, last year at this time, they said, we know it's legal for people to carry guns in here, but we ask that you leave your guns in the car because things get pretty violent. I thought that was funny. You know, so they at least acknowledge that we're an open carry county, you know.
They have folding chairs there.
They're going to have folding chairs. We'll throw folding chairs. It's going to look like an episode of Geraldo. But
wrestling, yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're telling – I constantly tell you folks, I've given up on the national level. We have a chance locally still, county. I don't even think – statewide here, we're in California. We're so far behind enemy lines, it's not even funny. So we must act if you feel moved by the Lord, if your county's different. I mean, even when the stuff was going down with Hutari, the bad guys weren't the sheriff's office in, I can't pronounce, Lenawack or whatever county it was, Lenawiwi or whatever. I'm sorry if I don't pronounce it right for those of you that live there. I can barely pronounce the counties in California. But we know that if we can win over the hearts and minds of our sheriff candidates and when they become sheriffs, we might have a chance to save at least regions at a time, right? So that's why we're going to this meeting, this local it's not a town meeting. We're not a town. We're unincorporated county. But I will continue.
I'll see you over there.
Okay, see you over there. We're going to be a little late, so make sure you save some cookies for us.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're always donating cookies. Stacy is here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen in the chat room. She's cleaning up the mess I made to make tacos. So, but so folks, we're getting, let's see, what we got about 10 minutes here. The phone number to call in is 559-561.
It's getting
fixed. 559-561-8225. And if you want to call in, I don't care. Let's talk about the Hutari stuff. If you know anything more than I know, it's great. They're eligible for bail. I don't know if they're already out. If they need bail money raised, because I'm sure it's going to be ridiculously high, please let those of us here at the Church of Kauai know. Email us. Email us here at DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com, and we will pass the plate around here. We want to help. We want to contribute. I heard it's pretty restrictive. They're not allowed to go purchase any new weapons, get any new tattoos, play beach ball. There's all these weird restrictions on them, you know. They can't stay up late. Yeah, house arrest. You know, and of course they're going to play with them. I still think they're letting them out so it'll be easier to kill them. So let's pray for them. If somebody's asking if you brought Happy Meals from McDonald's, what'd you bring?
I brought you guys...
Yeah, we already made stuff for tacos, and you didn't listen. Make sure you finish cooking that meat before you put it away. We only got a couple more minutes. Throw it up on high so it doesn't go bad. But, yeah, you get a little insight into the Dutch Jones family here. I know the Hutari shouldn't have to pay any bail. They should just be released without prejudice. Somebody wrote in the chat room, Moreland said, why should they have to pay any bail? That proves that the system at least works halfway. It's broken, folks. I think the whole system's broken, and we're not going to get out of this. At least we're going through the motions here. If we can get a sheriff elected or get the current sheriff to admit that you know, he works for us, at least that's a moral victory. And maybe it'll wake up some people in the room. I'm not kidding myself. I don't think that we're going to get a Sheriff Mac out of this tonight. I don't think that. But we still have to stand in the gap. We still have to be like Lot and stand at the city gate and point out what's wrong with this nation. When it gets to the point where it's a shooting war, then I'll stop. You know, of course I'll stop going to the community meetings and I'll do what I can to support those that are on the front lines, because I'm not a frontline trooper. I'm long since lost that ability. But we as Christian soldiers must fight a full 360, offensive battle. We must push the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into every aspect of American society, whether it's the arts, education. I mean, everybody wants to keep it in the church. Even good militia guys I know are like, oh, man, you guys shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be so... We went to a meeting. We showed a video where our pastors were training and the church people were training on church property, you know, tactical arms situations, pistol combat tactics, and search and rescue stuff, field... triage, those types of things. And a couple people are like, wow, you guys are coming on a little strong. You're scaring some people around here. We're like, good. Because when you people bend and fold because your resistance is based simply on your pocketbook, ours is based in our faith in the Lord. We're not going to buckle. And if I offend a few people with that, well, that's too bad. This nation was built on Christian militias. And it's Christian militias that will once again restore the republic. I have no doubt in that. And We've got to keep at least in yellow, folks. Keep it level yellow. Keep your weapons and gear intact. Check your gear. I mean, I know so many people that when we have something going up here and they show up and they open their pack and something opened and oozed inside of it and it's been there for a year and it's turned everything goopy black into, you know, unusable paste and it smells like, you know, something that died in your crawl space and it's got this acid sense to it and it's like melting everything together into a solid mass in the bottom of your rucksack and you try and make a joke about it. That's irresponsible. You have a duty to the other people in your militia unit to have your gear. I don't care if you can't afford it, that's one thing, but if you can afford it and you don't maintain it, one thing I hate more than anything is when somebody shows up to one of our communications drills, they open their radio, and the batteries in it have crystallized, and you get that alkali corrosion going on in there. And I'm like, how many times do I tell you people in our classroom trainings to remove your batteries from all of your technical devices? Your GPS, your night vision. More good gear gets ruined because people are too lazy to do that at the end of the day of training. It's just like people who don't clean their weapons for like weeks after a shooting class. You go to grab it and nothing works, that's on you, man. If you're in your house, you get a hang fire because you didn't clean it. We see that happen. What if your buddies and sisters and brothers are dependent upon you? Now is the time to take it up several notches, and that's the point of this show. I'm not going to tell you guys on Liberty Tree Radio nothing that you haven't heard from better men than me. All I'm trying to do is to motivate you and give you a Christian view of it, a hardcore Christian view, because you get a good Christian view of it. I love it when I listen to Micro Effect and they play that Tozer commercial. I love it. So you guys are getting it. You guys are getting a good helping of good foundational stuff and advanced training and graduate training, but I want to make sure that Christ stays in there. And it's easy to let it go when you're worried about being in the mud and the blood and the guts and the glory. Well, that glory, where's glory come from? It comes from God alone. You know, everything we do in vain if we don't do it first for the Lord. I don't care if it's anything from weed eating to fixing, are they fixing the dropped power line out there?
I don't know.
To fighting a battle. You've got to do everything for the Lord. So next time when somebody asks you a question, don't say, I forgot or I don't know. Go, let me go find out. Everything must be done with the spirit of triumph. Everything must be done knowing that you're on the right side. Because if you don't know 110% that you're on the right side, what are you doing in our camp? When I say our camp, I mean national. That's why, like earlier in the first hour, we had some people calling up. Well, a person that called up because she's got a legitimate problem with another person in the movement. And I don't want to waste time on the air with that. I let her talk. But what's more important is that if you've got a broken relationship, try and fix it. If you can't fix it, move on. I mean, this situation is a little different because you can't move on, you know, literally. But instead of focusing on the evil battles that we throw up and stumbling blocks we put before ourselves, let's try and smooth that road out for somebody else maybe in our community and get them up to speed. If you've got all the super gear you need and you can afford a little bit of lower level gear, get it and find somebody in your community. It should be in your church. Somebody in your church who needs a little bit of gear. We do a lot of horse trading and giving away up here because I'll get, like today, I got like three things that I didn't even need. I don't have that kind of weapon system, but when somebody offered it to me for free, they're destroying a house up here. And the guy who was in there was a patriot. And they're throwing in piles, you know, not guns or anything, but tools and stocks and components and parts of things. And of course we were over there going, oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't just going, oh, wait, I only have a Mini 14. I'm only going to look for things that are Mini 14. I have a Mosin Nagant. I grabbed everything we could grab, little Lou here and we threw it in the car because I knew somebody's going to have an AK-47. I knew somebody's going to have an SKS. I knew somebody's going to have a left-handed Mauser, and they might need this part. Believe it or not, I found stuff for left-handed Mausers. It was kind of weird. But we need to be looking out for each other. And if you get the opportunity to get some stuff like that, and even if you don't know somebody will need it, it's a good trading item. Somebody may break a stock. You don't think stocks break? You never used one to beat a rabbit to death like I when I was younger. Stocks break.
It'll be a pistol.
Yeah. It'll be a pistol unless you have a backup stock. And if it's available, you know. I mean, that's kind of a unique situation where we found this whole cache of stocks. And there's a bunch of electronic goods there. I grabbed every power supply I could find. You never know. One might work for what we need. Take up thy rucksack and replace thine batteries, saith the Lord.
658.
Where does that come from in the Bible? Somebody's quoting that. Is that the Bible of Batfag? Batfag wrote that. Left-handed Mauser. Now, Chico, California is having a gun show on May 22nd. Chico, California? Chico, California, May 22nd. I don't know where it is in Chico. That is a bleeding heart liberal community, I thought.
It's 658.
Oh, it is 658. Thank you. Go ahead and get a song ready. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you for listening. We want to remain on Liberty Tree Radio. Go ahead and play the song. Just keep it low volume. Liberty Tree Radio, we need to pay for the bandwidth. It costs those good people over their time and effort. They need to be reimbursed and paid for their work. So if you want to help us out, go to dutchjones.tk. Go ahead and play it. Why isn't it playing? dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk. And you'll look down there, and there'll be a little pitch insight, and we'll be able to take your donation there. We really need your help. And we'll be back not tomorrow for Liberty Tree Radio, but Wednesday. But you can keep listening to us Monday through Friday on dutchjones.tk. Thank you, everyone, for participating. And we're heading out to this debate. Thank you for listening, and I really appreciate your feedback when you do it. So please give us feedback at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com. Little Marty Robbins.
Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more. Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line, with his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light.